Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's About Loving God, Bible Studies on the Christian Life. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 16, verses 11 to 15. Let me ask you, how many of you came to Christ through the direct influence of a TV ministry? How many through a radio program? Through a book? A particular pastor? How many of you came to Christ through the influence of a family member or a friend? Your personal influence for Jesus Christ can be much greater than the pastor. Most new converts in the church are there because they were invited by a relative or a friend. Christian fellowship involves evangelism, and evangelism involves relationships. So let's look at the divine human transaction of salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That's quite a statement. And yet, our human nature wants to be able to boast about works. Romans chapter 3, verse 27, Paul says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Grace. It is a divine mystery that salvation is a work of the Holy Spirit. And yet man chooses to accept God's offer of the redemption of his sinful soul. Jesus, Hebrews 12:2 says, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Romans 10:13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Where can we find this principle of grace clearly illustrated in the Word of God? Well, go to Acts chapter 16, verse 11, where it reads, therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. A woman was attentive to God's word and accepted the gospel message because of her willingness to accept Jesus. The door to Europe was opened for the gospel of Jesus. This passage records the conversion of a woman named Lydia at Philippi. It presents three facts regarding conversion to Christ that evangelical churches need to understand. First of all, the gospel must be proclaimed. Verse 13, we sat down and spoke to the women. God is fully able to apply His grace without words. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. God chose that it should be that way. Why? He has chosen in His sovereignty to respond to obedience. It's the faith on the preacher's part. Look for opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ. On the Sabbath day, they went out of the city to the riverside, where a group of Jews regularly met for prayer. Why they met there, it's not revealed. Historians believe that the Jewish community probably didn't have the minimum 10 Jewish men who were heads of households that were required in order to form a synagogue. So they met where they could. The fact that it was only women at the meeting is further evidence of the small number of Jewish men. And yet, they faithfully or customarily gathered at that spot. Second, the heart must be opened. The gospel must be shared. The heart must be opened. Verse 14, the Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken. Paul preached, Lydia listened. Paul preached, Lydia listened. Paul preached, Lydia listened. And on and on. And then God enabled her to respond. Luke 24, verse 45 says, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And yet, verse 14 indicates that the Lord had already been at work in her life. It says, who worshipped God. Scripture, both Old Testament and New Testament, demonstrate and declare that man on his own has no interest in God whatsoever. Spiritual interest is an indication the soil of the heart is becoming ready for seed. And even that is God's work. And it's the Holy Spirit who brings a person to the point of response. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Something important here. It says they were baptized. The first step of obedience to Jesus. She, verse 15, she and her household were baptized. And then if you go to chapter 11, verse 14b, talking about Cornelius, all your household will be saved. And then you go to verse 16, verse 33, about the jailer, he and his family were baptized. And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, then those who gladly received his word were baptized. Prayer for the lost should be for heart preparation to receive the gospel and be faithful to share the good news when opportunities present themselves. And then third, the gospel will change. We need to share the gospel. We need to pray that God opens hearts. And then we need to understand that the gospel will change a life. Verse 15. She begged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. This is evidence of a changed life. Lydia asked for her faith to be tested as genuine. And then she began to demonstrate hospitality. The Gadarene demoniac, he wanted to be with and to serve Jesus. Verse 14, Lydia was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, referring to purple fabrics. Because purple dye was extremely expensive, purple garments were worn primarily by royalty and the wealthy. Lydia's business would have produced a nice profit. Her wealth enabled her to have a house large enough to accommodate the missionary team and the new church at Philippi. Look at verse 40. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. If there's no change in life after a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, we should question the sincerity of faith. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 speaks of that changed life. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You think about all that, and you have a great day.